Talking Troy boys basketball now as Jonathan Rodvelt joins us. The Troy boys are still undefeated in the Twin Valley League at 6-0 and overall 9-4 on the season. We'll go back and wrap up the Twin Valley League tournament in a bit, Coach, but I want to jump right in and start with last night's game and a big victory for your team. Centralia boys obviously won the TVL tournament there in Frankfort last week, but you knocked them off with a great game last night, 51-38. Tell me what kind of stood out. I know Jarrett Norris had another huge night, but a lot of the team obviously playing well if you're going to beat a team like Centralia, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Centralia, you know, they just always seem to do the little things right. And so no matter what, whoever they've lost from the previous year, I mean, they're always going to continue to show up each year and just play good, solid basketball. And that's what they did in the TVL tournament as well. And they just cut down on the mistakes. And looking at our boys, we kind of got a little carried away with, you know, just not valuing possession as well as we should have. Our defense has still been pretty good throughout the tournament, and so we settled down and have a discussion of, hey, this is how we need to approach this, and everybody jumped right back in the saddle and played good, sound defensive basketball. We didn't press or anything like that. We played good half court man, and the boys just did a lot of good things last night. We weren't necessarily a hot team shooting the ball from the outside, but we made better decisions, and we passed up some outside shots and just tried to get to the basket a lot. And it was just a really good overall effort. And yeah, we had a horse in the middle there, but we had very good movement offensively. And if our offense isn't playing well and we're not running offense, there's no movement. If there's no movement, well, then you get guys on the backside that can sit there and just help or double team and things like that when we want to try and get that ball inside. But it was a good win. It's the TVL tournament takes a lot out of anybody. You know, it's travel, it's back to back games. You don't really get to work on the mistakes you're seeing, and so, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. So some of us got the bye that first night, and others didn't. Our opponent was a really good opponent last night, and we were lucky enough that it got to be at home this year, and the boys just gave us everything that they could give us last night, and just a big win. We've got to get to work today and tomorrow and try and build off of that momentum.
No doubt. Yeah, talking about the grind, I think that was your fifth game in like 8 days there last night. I'm sure the tournament didn't end the way you wanted to, losing in the semifinals by 8 to Hanover and then dropping the third place game to Frankfort on Saturday. But it sounds like, obviously, but back on track last night. Was there anything that were kind of the main topics of discussion following those final two games in the TVL tournament that you hope maybe you were able to identify now moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, it was, we've always been good shooters, and we went through a cold stretch there during the tournament, and we just discussed shot selection and, you know, good choices, and hey, this is, you're wide open and this is a good shot, but if you're down, you know, maybe 6 points and you got yourself back into a ball game, maybe it's time to pass up that shot and really get the guaranteed, you know, shot that's right at the basket. And, we've always talked about that, those things. We've got this veteran team here, and their first year when I had them as freshmen and sophomores mainly, it was, you know, those were the things that we talked about. And so we didn't emphasize that, or I didn't emphasize that very well as we were going throughout this season. And I think it's just, hey, you know, we've got a really good team here. It's the little things, you know, don't beat yourself. And even if you're having a bad night, you got to be able to keep yourself in a ball game with good defense. And so that's what we looked at. We looked at, just our choices overall. And when you play solid basketball and you don't make a lot of mistakes, you're going to be a pretty hard team to beat.
You bet. Well, hopefully you can keep it rolling. Next up, Washington County, a long road trip on Friday, and then West Platte, a final non-league game next week. Best of luck in those, Coach, and we'll chat more next week.
All right. Thank you.
Coach Rodveld of the Troy Boys, the Trojan Locker Room Chats, brought to you by Kinsey Farms, John's Market, and the Troy Booster Club, also by the Exchange Bank in Troy, and by Anderson Meats.